1060.
Hey, welcome back to McCabe and Friends, presented by Lerner and Rowe. We are poolside. You may have heard this on one of the other sports talk radio stations a couple of weeks ago. Come on over, Coach. We'll get you dialed in here right away. Let's do this. We're live here at Grand Canyon University, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. They're blowing up there. As I mentioned earlier, they call it Raise the Roof. You know, young kids these days, they do a little Raise the Roof thing. They put their hands up in the air and they push it forward, they're actually doing it. They're putting the roof, the final touches on the arena across the campus here, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. And one of the men who's going to play his basketball games there, coach next year, is the head coach, Russ Pennell, joining me right now. Coach, how are you? How are you? Good to see you, my
Kevin,
friend.
Good to see you.
How excited are you? I mean, I tell you, I feel like a kid at Christmas time who knows what he's going to get. They're topping it off today. That's a term, Raise the Roof over there. How excited are you? Come on, you put it into words.
Just one of those almost dream come true type deals because, you know, rarely do you get a chance to be a part of something like that. And, you know, around here with this arena coming, we believe it's going to open some doors, not only for the basketball team, but I think for the community. It's going to be an event center where there'll be concerts and speakers and political events and, of course, basketball. And, you know, and it's just a thrill to be a part of something like that, you know, on the front end.
I know it's crazy though, because I know this generation, the kids want it now. They want it microwave. They're text messaging. You know, you're a coach, and you want results quickly. How hard is that for you? As you drive by it every day, and you know you got your final three home games over there in the Lopes Gym. And you got to wait. I mean, how hard is that for you?
Well, you know, it's gone up so fast, Kevin. You know, a lot of times we build a facility like this, it's going to take 2 years or so in the planning and everything else. But the thing about Grand Canyon, they make up their mind to do something and they do it.
I love that. Ryan was just here, Ryan Mueller.
Yeah.
And he does. And that's great when you have people like that.
It's just quick. And the fact that, you know, it's being built, we'll be in it next year. You know, that's a small price to pay. And we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, we're trying to finish on a high note at Antelope Gym, and we'd like to walk out of there, you know, with three big wins here in the next 6 days and close that thing out the right way.
You got it. Now, we get you on game day. You're a couple of hours away, preparation, final three home games. You've won 10 of your past 12. Part of it, too, though, is taking care of business at home. Now, I'm guessing that's a no-brainer. You say, we're not losing at home. That's part of the package with these kids?
Well, I think any conference that you're in, whether it's Division I, Division II, whatever, if you're going to be successful, you have to be really, really good at home because it's so difficult to win on the road. And we've had one blip on the radar this year. We lost to Dixie at home. We just didn't play very well, and their credit, they did. And we don't want that to happen again. And then we've got really three good foes starting tonight with Hawaii Pacific, who's a dangerous team, very athletic. Their overall record is just barely below 500. But, gosh, looking at them on tape, they're so athletic, and they can present some problems. So this time of year, we're not overlooking anyone. We're right in the hunt here for a conference championship and a berth in the NCAA tournament. And so we want to just finish strong and give ourselves the best chance possible.
I love your kids. I appreciate you coming over on game day. I really do. The games are free. I want to reemphasize that to people. Come on over to Antelope Gym. If you make a donation, it goes to charity. And I love the excitement, the atmosphere. I've taken my kids out here. They're doing the Lopes up. They bought it. But I also love your kids. And seemingly, the games I've watched, Coach, on a different night, it's somebody delivering. And the kids buying into that. If Brad Carroll's dialed in, hit the shot, okay, let's get him the ball. If Gabby's getting the ball, Gabby's playing strong in the post, he's got a mismatch, let's get him the ball. How much is that? The chemistry and the great camaraderie you built in the success of this team.
Well, we're very blessed. We have good kids, and they do buy into that system, and it's very unique. And I think that's one of the uniqueness of Division II. We'll have some guys that'll get a chance to play some professional ball somewhere in the world, but they're not sitting here trying to up their NBA draft status, and thus they feel like they have to have all these gaudy numbers. They've really bought into the team concept, and I love playing that way because it's difficult for the opponent to scout that. It keeps everyone active in practice and active all year, and I think most importantly, it binds people together. Our team, I feel like the strength of it is in our numbers and the fact that they really do pull for each other. And that makes it so much fun. This time of year, everyone's tired. We've been doing this since October 15th. Whether you're winning, losing, or whatever, any coach or player that's honest is really looking forward to the end. It's that difficult. But what you want to do is finish on high notes. And I believe that we're gelling at the right time. and the guys have really bought into that team concept.
Nick Witherill and Brad Carroll and Gabby Gunjo and Ronnie Tachawa. I love these kids, and I love your staff. And Matt Brazzi's going to join us here a little bit, and he comes from pretty good bloodlines. It's not bad. His grandpa's Lute Olson. You've got the games tonight. The women play at 5 and the men at 7:15. They are free. You've got three home games, but then you wrap up with four on the road. And part of it, okay, not just on the road, you're going to Hawaii. How challenging, difficult, and I know you don't look ahead, but will that be for you to finish up and do that on the road?
You know, honestly, I do look ahead, and I don't let our players, and I think good coaches do that. I you know, everyone says one at a time, and you do play them one at a time, but you also have to kind of map out and plan.
Wait a minute, we have breaking news here.
We as a staff, we've talked about the trip. You know, there's a lot of logistics trying to get to Hawaii. It's always interesting that people will say, well, man, that must be great going to Hawaii. And I said, if I was going on vacation, it'd be great. The problem is we got to play four basketball games in 8 days.
Yep.
And trying to keep a group of players focused on that while they're there is not always easy. But we also don't hide the fact that we are in paradise. And I let them spend some time on the beach and let them do some things. We just try to keep them mature that when we're doing basketball-related stuff, they need to stay focused. And last year they did a phenomenal job of that. But to answer your question, the interesting thing is we could be going over there with a berth in the NCAA tournament and a conference championship on the line. Right now there's a four-way tie for first place in our league. And the interesting thing is all four of those teams are going to play each other while they're over there. I guess we won't play Dixie, but we'll play Chaminade and BYU. And Chaminade and BYU play us, Dixie, and each other. So it's going to be great drama for
it's
the
almost
league.
Like a tournament in itself.
It really is a
pre-tournament.
Yeah,
getting ready for postseason.
So, that'll be exciting, though. And you know, Kevin, for the program and for us, what I hope is that we get that opportunity to go over being tied. If we can take care of business here at home, that would be great experience for us, regardless of the outcome. We'd love the outcome to be in our favor. But if we're going to grow as a team and a program, you've got to play in those significant games at the end of the year and put yourself under that pressure.
But you've got a great guy in charge, Russ Pennell. He's the men's basketball coach. Take care of business tonight and at home. And I know it's one at a time for the boys. Enjoy. Is there part of the budget that McCabe can make that trip, that final? Because hey, I could turn it into a business trip.
You had the boss on here a minute ago. You should have asked that one.
He did say, though, one of the greatest lines. I love this. He says, we're topping off the arena over there. And I said, great. And he goes, yeah, it's ahead of schedule and it's under budget. And I said, he is the boss.
There
he is
go.
Watching those things. He's Russ Pennell, gang, and he's a friend. And I have great love for this man and how he lives his life and how he coaches, but he's also driven and putting together an unbelievable basketball program here at Grand Canyon University, and I salute you for that. I really do. What you've done and what you've embraced here, and I wish you nothing but success. Take care of business, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, we're going to continue on here. That's Russ Pennell. We're live at Grand Canyon University, and we were chasing Sean Aguano, the new head football coach at Chandler. I'll put Rich Gray. Where are we going with this now? I've kind of thrown you guys a curve.